Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I am totally committed to human destiny. I am totally committed to free will. I am totally committed to you having victory. I love you. I'm not in competition with you. I was made by the same God. I want you to join me in war against the globalist. The river of truth. The waterfall of eternity. Let's go to your phone calls. What you say about his company is what you say about society. The world is. Crank it up.
Like you just got off the big screen with Dr. Evil. $100 billion.
$7.8 billion. All meant to intimidate you to shut up. Is that going to intimidate you, Heath?
Now you might as well ask me for the same thing, but I ain't got it.
It's a joke.
But hey, seriously, I got something I want to say out. Children, and I'm sick. I mean, you know, but we'll keep them comfortable. I'm sick of these demons attacking Christians and patriots like you. Oh, take his platform away. You know what I mean? It makes me sick.
What these demons don't know is they're giving us our launch pad. You see how God works?
Oh, yeah, this is the Great Awakening. I know, you know. It's happening, and I'm here for it. What a time to be alive. I mean, is this real life?
This is real life, Heath. I love you. Anything else?
You know, I know I said I'm sick, but I want to plug X2. I've been taking it. My girlfriend, I love you, Jessica. She's had health problems that she's been trying to fix for years, and we started taking X2 about a month and a half ago in B12. I've been a long time listener, only just a new customer since then. I've been on fire. I've gotten the beets. I've gotten the fizzy magnesium, two orders of the B12 and the X2. My mom's ordering a year's worth of food. She just got X3 in the mail. You're on fire, brother. I'm trying to get her to order your book. I'm trying to get some money up.
Brother, right. we love you, the funding, because it's all about the war. And it's your support that's letting us do this.
Hey, if I had $8.7 million, brother, I'd give it to you. Keep fighting the good fight.
We're never giving up, folks. People want a people's media. We're in. Thank you, Heath. All right, Jane, Marion, Deborah, Ventura, Jimmy, Steve, Lacey. I'm going to have this guest on for at least 30 minutes, but if you still hold, and I respect you doing that, I'll get to you. I'm going to get to you. Who we got as a fourth hour host? Oh, Royce White's awesome. So Royce White's coming up, so I won't take too much time from him. But I will get to your phone calls if you want to hold. We're going to go to break. And then we've got the chief investigative journalist at the great epoch, Epic Times, joining us. You talk about folks taking the New World Order on. They have been at the tip of the spear exposing the election software CEO arrested over data theft, storing data on servers in China. That indictment is straight ahead in T-minus 60 seconds. You definitely want to check out the website, ladies and gentlemen, of our guest. and we have links on InfoWars.com, the EPOCHtimes.com, the EpochTimes.com. Stay with us.
The biggest sale of 2022 is now live. It's only running in the last week of September and the first week of October. Dozens of our best-selling products are finally back in stock, and they're 40 to 50% off across the board. And the most important of them all is Survival Shield X3. All three types of the very best iodine, documented to not just boost your libido, your stamina, your health, your energy, your cells, your immune system, but to overall give you more energy. It's the foundation of everything from energy to fertility. X3, 50% off, is finally back in stock exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. You've heard the callers. You've seen the rave reviews. Now experience X3 for yourself exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. And while you're there, check out some of the other great products that are finally back in stock and massively discounted as well. Part of the InfoWars Store Super Sale running for 2 weeks only. Again, X3 back in stock, 50% off.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I've been at CPAC, and I've been in major events. Never talked to him, but I've seen him on his dedicated TV shows and read his articles. Feel like I know the guy. Joshua Phillip is our guest. Then after he leaves us, your calls are coming up. But the Epoch, the Epic Times, however you want to say it, he's at Josh Phillip on Twitter, theepictimes.com, theepictimes.com/C-crossroads. And he joins us to talk about this huge news story that's got the system so scared. Here's the article from Zero Hedge up on InfoWars.com. New York Times right-wing conspiracy theory comes true in less than 24 hours. So before the indictment, they were saying, oh, there's no Chinese servers, there's no big tech companies, there's no voting companies doing this, but now there's an indictment dealing with it. Here is the article. Election software CEO arrested over data theft, storing data on servers in China. Boy, that's what Mike Lindell's been talking about for a long, long time. So this broke in the last few days, and we appreciate Joshua joining us right now to cover the waterfront. Well, this is huge. Tell us what's happening.
Yeah, so Alex, this is a software company called Conic, and what they do is they run a lot of the information on poll workers in different parts of the U.S. I mean, they're in California, they're in Alaska, they actually do some of the military voting stuff as well. The allegation actually came from True the Vote. You might remember Dinesh D'Souza's documentary, 2000 Mules, True the Vote. They were the ones who found these guys who were going around and stuffing ballots in boxes. That same company, they began investigating the software company. And actually, I'll tell you right now, some of the biggest stuff on this is not being reported publicly. The interesting thing with this is that True of the Vote actually began working alongside the FBI to investigate this company. Then they claim they were told the FBI began investigating them for uncovering this. And then as they, of course, moved forward with, you know, they went public with it because they were concerned the FBI was coming after them. They decided to make all their information public. Then Eugene Yu sued them, claiming that any claims that they had stored this personal identifying information on Chinese servers, they claimed that was false. And then right after that is New York Times. After New York Times published a story covering for Conic, as you mentioned, of course, Eugene Yu was arrested, and now he's being very likely extradited to California to face trial.
Wow, this is a big deal because days before it broke, the New York Times was running cover. Again, you guys there at Epic Times, Joshua Phillip here laying this out. This is huge because it vindicates so much what security experts were warning of.
Well, it does. And, you know, we'll see what happens with it. I mean, innocent till proven guilty. He denies the charges. He was accused of it by True the Vote. True the Vote said they did have evidence on it. They were releasing some of that. They were, of course, sued over it. But now California, and actually a very far-left DA, brought the charges against them, which is interesting to see. And so it's going to be them against the state of California now. And we'll see where that one goes. But
what do you think? You're a smart guy. I don't want to speculate. But what do you think is really going on here?
Well, it's pretty serious if the allegations are true. And again, the LA office, they said they do have proof. They said their investigators found the data on Chinese servers. I can tell you one of the bigger things that's not being discussed publicly was a claim from True the Vote True the Vote claims that when they found this data, they said they also found a pipeline going into the Chinese Communist Party's servers. That pipeline, they claim, was to the entire social credit system. You're talking about, I believe it was billions of records. You know, it's 1.8 million of just these poll workers, but they claim it was, like, I mean, billions of records. This was pretty much the entire country of China and the people in a lot of other countries in the world. All the data the CCP is tracking not only on Chinese citizens, but even on American citizens, they claim there was a pipeline to it.
Let's explain this. This is key. We know the CCP with Huawei spying on military bases. That's all admitted. We know China's embedded with Biden and his son in the emails and audio messages that are under Chinese communist intelligence control. We know this war is going on. And we heard from all the experts in the election almost 2 years ago that China had fingerprints all over this. This is a big deal now this is coming out.
It's a very big deal. It's absolutely a very big deal. Now, this is not accusing Connick of intentionally doing this. Hopefully they'll come out, you know, Eugene Yu and he stands trial. Maybe we'll hear more about this. But if in fact it is true that he had this data on the Chinese servers and is true, the vote says it was connected to the social credit system, that would make sense because under Chinese Communist Party law, any data that's stored on Chinese servers, any data they have, needs to be accessible and controllable by the Chinese Communist Party. Now, that does not mean the companies themselves, like Huawei or whatever, are intentionally doing that.
Sure, it means they're feeding it though into the, by contract. Remember 2 years ago it came out that Reuters had reported that all the social credit score stuff with Apple, that Apple had to give the Communist Party access to all their data as well.
That's right. A lot of companies that go to China, they're selling us out. And I think that's one of the bigger pieces with this. One of the bigger, broader pieces that's not really being talked about by a lot of people. A lot of these companies are selling us out when they go to China. And when they go there as well, they have to hand over their, they have to hand over their source code a lot of times. They have to hand over data that we would not want them
exactly.
to have.
Exactly. That's what Reuters reported was that Apple's like, well, of course, when you're in China, you give them all the data. So with AI, everything is about raw data. There's an AI race going on, and it turns out China is just dialed into everything.
They are. And I can tell you something even bigger with this. So one of the big concerns we have with the Chinese Communist Party is that not only are they at least interested in monitoring people who may have ties to our elections, they do obviously have interest in our election systems, as we found out previously. But in addition to this, the Chinese Communist Party is claiming that we're in a war with them right now. I mean, in their own words, in their own doctrine, in their own public reports, they're not trying to hide it. They say we are in World War III. In their own words, they're calling it World War III. They're saying specifically COVID-19 represents a World War III scenario. And this war for them is the mobilization of every single part of a country, total war, every element of a country being weaponized with the one exception of troop-on-troop combat. And I'd say absolutely they would have interest in manipulating data like this if they could get their hands on it.
Well, we know China's heavily involved with big tech censoring, but now we know Biden was heavily involved. But now to have – why do you think finally the Justice Department is going after one of these people? I mean, what does that signify? Maybe an attempt to cover up larger data? But then why would they draw attention to it?
You know, Alex, I've been thinking the same thing. There's an important distinction here. This does not look like it's the Justice Department. The Justice Department, the FBI in particular, according to True the Vote, they had stopped investigating Connick and investigating Eugene Yu and turned that instead on them. FBI was investigating the investigators, not on the company that was being accused. It was specifically this California DA and notably a pretty far left one who brought the charges. In terms of why they might do that, I can only speculate, why people who might have interest in rigging the elections would want to, for example, go after a Chinese company that's being accused of this. The only thing I can think of is that, well, they might have interest in the fact that China really doesn't seem to like Joe Biden very much. neither does Russia, neither does Saudi Arabia. And, of course, these different countries, of course, if they do have access to American voter system, might be interested now in kind of turning against Biden. Maybe they don't believe they will.
No, I totally agree. Joshua Phillip, you really impressed me there, because that's where I was going to go next. It looks like inter-globalist communist fighting, and China has not been doing what Biden wants. So this is them showing them, hey, if you don't do what we say, you know, we're in control of the election fraud, not you. Maybe China's not following orders.
Yeah, and I mean, again, this is speculation. I don't know if this is any way tied to it. I'm not accusing Eugene Yu of this, but just generally speaking, in terms of the way the Chinese Communist Party thinks, I think we are going to see kind of a going to battle, so to speak, of these different systems that have their own agendas for kind of this globalist model. We're going to see them go at each other's throats, and I think
there's all these factions battling with each other. I totally agree.
Yeah, I mean, they're all kind of fighting for who gets to control it. And they all have their own narrative with this. You know, they talk about the Great Reset with Klaus Schwab. They talk about Build Back Better with Biden. The Chinese Communist Party is talking about China 2030 and this whole idea of the one world, one dream, and the China model. They all have their own interest in basically controlling the future if they can.
That's
do
right.
It.
They all want technocracy. They all want control, but they want, are battling over who gets.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Investigative journalist, an American Chinese individual indicted for secret servers in China. We know that's already going on. We don't know if he's guilty or not. I can ask a lot of questions, sir, but you're a smart guy. I want to give you the floor here to just background on what's happening with the midterms, other key things that are happening, what you see this doing in the big picture.
In terms of the big picture of this, I think it does show that at the very least, there are some actions being taken to try to at least uproot potential foreign involvement in our elections. My assumption is that maybe the Chinese Communist Party would have interest in trying to rig the elections. Maybe they would have interest in trying to do things. And maybe the left in America does not like that idea. I think this is looking beyond, you know, Eugene Yu and all this stuff, but just in general, in terms of the Chinese Communist Party's interests. As I mentioned, the Chinese Communist Party does say we're in a World War III scenario. In fact, I have a big documentary coming out next month on this. This for them is a 100-year war. And the slogan they have with this is, we live, you die. They do not believe there can be two simultaneously existing powers. This liberal democracy, which they believe, you know, is the basis of the West, and Chinese communism. They do not believe these can coexist in the world. One of them has to die for the other to live, and that's the way they see it. And I believe, as we discussed a little bit ago, that the folks who want to keep this, you know, Western socialist idea, whether we call it liberal democracy, whatever else, those who do want to keep their system alive are really fighting over who gets to be in charge of it. In terms of all the different crises facing the world right now, whether it be the oil crisis, whether it be inflation, whether it be a lot of these things that I think do have fingerprints of being intentional, there is, it seems to be, kind of a direction everything's heading in right now, where we are heading towards really a kind of economic social collapse is what they're desperately trying to do, and or at the very least not trying to divert us from that path. The question is, once that happens, or if that happens, who's in charge afterwards? And I think we will watch a fight over that.
How does this tie into the communist Chinese setting up police departments in Europe, Canada, and the U.S.? I mean, this is happening.
Well, Alex, you know, actually, this is my wheelhouse. Since I've been with Epoch Times since 2006, and I've been an investigative reporter since 2008. My original reporting, going back to 2008, was specifically looking into those kinds of networks. Now, the Chinese Communist Party, according to new reports, has about over 50 police offices in different parts of the world. That includes one police office in New York City. The Chinese Communist Party has a police office operating in New York City. They also have about 3 in Canada, according to these reports. They're using these to monitor, they say, you know, Chinese expats, Chinese citizens who are living in American soil or foreign soil. My own research going back to 2008 shows that this has been a long time coming. Part of this relates to Operation Fox Hunt, which is part of the Chinese Communist Party's way of tracking down enemies of the state, so to speak, in other countries, and then try to convince them to voluntarily return to China and very likely face life in prison or execution. And typically people don't voluntarily go to be executed. The way they're doing this is they're pressuring their families, threatening their families, using other ways to try to convince them to either return to China or commit suicide.
So there's a Chinese secret police that's already set up in the West.
Absolutely, without a doubt. They have a network beyond all of this. Now, this is the newest piece of it. And now, a lot of this started back in 2018, 2019, when they started pilot programs in Italy where they were doing police exchanges. They were having Chinese police go to China, or go to Italy. They were having Italian police go to China. Of course, the Italian police in China had a much tighter leash on them than the ones in Italy. Part of that exchange kind of turned into something broader, where the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, created a hotline where Chinese people could call and report their neighbors. And they're saying this is about tracking down people laundering money, committing financial crimes. But in reality, we know, based on people who've come forward, based on data, that this also includes human rights dissidents. This includes house Christians. This includes Tibetans. This includes Falun Gong practitioners. This includes house Christians, people who've been persecuted under the Chinese Communist Party, people who are very vocal in criticizing the Chinese Communist Party, who are being hunted outside of China, including on American soil.
So, Joshua Phillip, this is cancer.
Absolutely. And, Alex, I mean, the cancer is bigger than this. The networks I exposed going back to 2008, specifically, I mean, I did not mean to find this. It was completely unexpected in the start of my whole career as an investigative journalist. The Chinese Communist Party has what they call the United Front Work Department. This is a system. It's an office of the Chinese Communist Party. They used to going through the Chinese consulates, go to the Chinese fraternal organizations. They call them tongs. They work as kind of the unofficial governing bodies. These are like guilds or like almost like Mason type organizations,
mafias.
Right? These are they are the mafia. Underneath them is the triad, the Chinese mafia. So very literally, they're the mafias. Some of these have tens of thousands of members. Some of them have hundreds of thousands of members. And through the United Front Work Department, going through the consulates, they mobilize these. And they use them to invite every single person of influence in every country, including in the United States.
And they have the Confucian societies to take over the universities. And obviously, right. Amazing Chinese Americans that have lived under tyranny are some of the best people we've got. Aren't they targeting patriot Chinese in America and other areas?
Absolutely. In fact, some of my Chinese American colleagues have been targeted, had their families threatened, threatening phone calls. We had one guy. He's a journalist exposing the evils that are taking place in China under the Communist Party. He got a call from his parents, one of our journalists. His parents told him, never come home. Never come home. Because they said Chinese agents came to their door and told them to ask their son to come home. And had he come home, who knows what would have happened.
Let me tell the story. We have a very well-known employee here for 20 years who married a Chinese woman in England. And he was married 2 years, and then the parents visited and said, we're Communist Party members. We're ready to hire you. You can't be on InfoWars anymore. And basically, they forced a divorce over it. So we've been hit by this.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it for one sec. You know this, I mean, yeah, this is broad. This system I'm talking about, the United Front Work Department, this is the main thing they use to infiltrate our political system. Every single politician, their family members, are going to get invites over to China. And they target – there's different ways you look at espionage, right? In the West, we talk about money and ideology and coercion and ego. In China, they talk about moral flaws. They talk about lust, right? If your weakness is lust and they can track you on social media.
Eric swallows well with a Chinese spy.
Exactly. They get you caught in honey traps, pretty girls and things like that, and they blackmail you. Or they get you married to them and then blackmail you. Even divorcing you, having them marry you, divorce you, and then just robbing you of all of your money, taking you through divorce court and that whole nine yards. They do that. They also talk about greed, getting you business deals. They talk about rolling out the red carpet, attachments to fame, manipulating you in every way they can, taking advantage of your moral flaws as they define it, to try to control you. And I'll tell you, Alex, the number of politicians, the number of academics, the number of journalists who fall and prey to this is, I think, would make anybody sick to their stomach.
All right, let's come back and talk. Let's come back in the final segment before I go to calls and talk about how America and the world counters this incredible tyranny with a senior writer at the Epoch Times. This couldn't be more important. They totally infiltrated the Democratic Party. Joe Biden is their spy.
By the will of God, and by God working through you and your support, InfoWars continues to persevere against attacks never before seen in the Western world against independent media. Thanks for keeping me in the fight. And over the years, you have come to the table. You have stepped to the plate so many times and kept InfoWars and free speech on the air, and I thank you. But now, I have my own legal bills that have reached the point that I can't pay them, and I need your support. So if you want to keep this operation moving forward, if you want to back me in this fight against the globalists, please visit SaveInfoWars.com. And SaveInfoWars.com takes you to a URL that gives and go for direct Alex Jones Legal Defense Fund. This whole phase of their attacks, 4 years in the making, is almost over. And right at the end, we're not giving up, we're not giving in, but we could give out. So please, if you support what we're doing and want to fight for liberty and freedom and justice in the future, go to SaveInfoWars.com today.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
Joshua Phillip is the investigative journalist at the Epoch Times, doing incredible work. And I use the analogy of history because history really is the lens of the present, the past, and the future. And you look at Hitler, for the first few years of World War II, had a treaty with Communist Russia and Joseph Stalin. They divided up Poland, but then Hitler launched a sneak attack, Operation Barbarossa. So Biden, the Democrats, are in league with the Communist Chinese, selling out American jobs, making all this money, but now China's not following orders. And so even the deep state is in a fight with China. Hell, they even betrayed back, you know, when Obama was still in office. So this pivot's been going on for a while. So, Mr. Phillip, how do we as Americans counter this, and where do you see all this going?
Well, Alex, I think we counter it by the very thing you're doing right now, which is reporting on it. I think people need to find out about it. The reality of the conflict we're in is we're in an ideological war. The Chinese Communist Party would call it this as well. They actually have a name for it. It adopted into their official military code is what they call the three warfares. This is the official policy they have. The three warfares are media warfare, legal warfare, and psychological warfare. Psychological warfare is altering how you interpret information, not necessarily telling you false information, but changing the narrative that you use to interpret what you're seeing. You and I could be watching the same incident, and our understandings of it will be radically different because the narratives people are being fed inform them on how to look at it, whether it's good or bad, and so on. Legal warfare is a manipulation of international legal systems, including the use of lawsuits, for example, to shut people down, to silence people, that kind of thing. And media warfare is the control of all outlets of information. This is not just news outlets, but social media as well. For the Chinese Communist Party, what they're doing is really a large-scale, again, you know, psychological warfare campaign, a very large-scale campaign to deny certain information to the public, to make sure their narratives are the dominating ones, and to make sure anybody else who says otherwise is shut down. Absolutely, I think what you're doing right now, we're working on exposing them and people getting the word out on this. This is how this is going to be won.
And we see a lot of similarities to what they're doing to the left, because we know the globalist left put Mao Zedong into power and basically set up modern China. But I agree with you. Modern China has broken with the globalists. So it's now completely not following orders. Since when? The last few years of Obama's administration? How long do you think this public split's been? We know since day one they were using the West. I think you probably agree with that statement. Disagree if you do. But since when has the hard split been?
Well, the Chinese Communist Party has always had its own agenda. As I mentioned, I have a documentary coming out actually in a couple of weeks called The Final War that's talking about this. They declared a 100-year war on the United States. And one of the analogies given by actually General Robert Spalding was this. He says it's a bit like, you know, hunting a deer that, you know, this deer, maybe you like it, you think it's a beautiful creature, but, you know, it has to die so that you can live. This predatory mentality where a predator might appreciate its prey, might say, thank you for helping me build what I've built, but you're going to have to die so that I can live. That is the mentality of the Chinese Communist Party.
And on record, that's taught in their elementary schools, it's taught in their high schools, it's taught in their colleges. This is not debatable.
Absolutely. And really, they view Wall Street as kind of being the system for this. American money and American gifts to the Chinese Communist Party built it into the machine it is today. We created the Frankenstein that is coming after us. And really, I think they're coming to terms with it, I think. I think that the powers that be are realizing the monster they've created. As you mentioned,
an example. Get to your point. As I mentioned, go ahead.
Well, yeah, as I was agreeing with you, as you mentioned, you know, the West propped it up from the get-go, unfortunately, and we've assisted it every step of the way.
Well, I look at who owns four of the big six Hollywood studios now. It's China controls them, and it's all race war. It's all cultural destruction. I look at the TikTok algorithm that teaches degeneracy to us, but it teaches stoicism in China. I mean, when you look, it is China more than anybody pumping the societal decay in America, not just shipping in fentanyl.
Absolutely. In fact, in their in unrestricted warfare doctrine, which is not official policy, but tends to be what, you know, generally the model they're following, they talk about that as culture warfare. You can destroy a country by decaying their culture. You can destroy a country by making their people stupid. You can destroy a country by eating away at the systems of social harmony. And if you look at the things they're doing this on every front. Even fentanyl, as you mentioned, they're the main suppliers of fentanyl. Not only that, but they supply the precursor chemicals to the drug cartels for other drugs. They supply the synthetic drugs in addition to fentanyl, and they also do the money laundering for the cartels.
And they've had collaborators in the U.S. government media protecting them and making money off of it. we know Bill Gates. He does everything for China. He's the guy that got them on the internet. From your research, how does Bill Gates fit into this?
Well, Bill Gates is unfortunately very deeply tied in with the Chinese Communist Party. In fact, when Jiang Zemin, who was two leaders ago, Jiang Zemin, Hu Jintao, and now Xi Jinping, Jiang Zemin actually has a battle internally in China with the Xi faction. Bill Gates personally met with Jiang Zemin when he came here. And so the Jiang faction is worse than the Xi faction. They had a pay-to-play system of getting blood on your hands, where if you wanted to basically rise up in the ranks of the Chinese Communist Party, you had to engage in the persecution of Falun Gong, which is a peaceful meditation practice, truthfulness, compassion, tolerance, organ harvesting, raping of women with electric batons, torture, re-education through labor, slave labor, horrifying stuff. Jiang Zemin's the guy who started that. And Bill Gates personally met with him when Jiang came and visited the U.S. So it is unfortunate.
Well, there's no doubt Bill Gates goes out of his way to defend communist China.
Yeah, well, the irony, too, is a lot of these people were trying to feed us narratives on this side. You mentioned TikTok, for example, of course, a Chinese company. That when they're feeding algorithms, they have algorithms that control what you see. In the West, we see things like kids dancing, pranks on parents, kind of dirty images. That's the kind of thing that they're feeding to us with their algorithms. In China, it's like people, stoicism, practicing martial arts, building things, entrepreneurship. They're promoting positive values because they're trying to build up their system while decaying our system. And if you understand even the way they manipulate Hollywood, they have certain rules of Hollywood. Hollywood films, for example, need to display core socialist values. That's the exact phrase they use. They cannot show the Chinese Communist Party in a negative light. They can't show the U.S. military in a positive light. For them, every element, again, as we discussed before, is warfare. This is total war, using every single thing and mobilizing every part of society with the one exception of troop-on-troop combat.
Wow, and that's their game plan, and they're allied with Hollywood that's already anti-America because Hollywood wanted to demoralize us. The left wanted to demoralize us, but now the left realizes they run America, but they've demoralized their own power base, and they're kind of caught in this conundrum, like we want to demoralize them, but we need them to be strong to beat China, and they're kind of panicking.
Yeah, well, and how ironic is it as well that all these different companies that have preached to us about slavery and history of slavery in America, they have no problem supporting slavery in China. They won't criticize the Chinese Communist Party for taking Muslim Uyghurs and throwing them in slave camps. They won't criticize the fact that the entire garment industry, a good part of it, is run by slavery coming out of China. They won't criticize the Chinese Communist Party's abuse of women. Again, as I mentioned, like raping political dissidents with electric batons and absolutely horrifying nightmare stories that sound like they come out of the
Inquisition.
Suicide
nets, the total dehumanization.
Yeah, they have no problem with that, Alex. But yeah, they want to preach to us here on American soil about things that happened 100 years ago. I think the dual narratives, the hypocrisy with this is coming to the forefront. And I guess, again, this goes back to the idea of how you win this, which is information. Once people recognize the hypocrisy, once people see what's actually at work and they realize the people trying to preach to us all this false morality, that they themselves are some of the biggest degenerates in the world, that they themselves are slavers, they themselves are torturers, they themselves have no problem supporting stuff financially. Once they see that this is the real picture, that's when things start turning.
Joshua Phillip, incredible job. God bless you.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Going to be their downfall. Going back to your phone calls right now. Let's talk to a caller in Washington. Let's talk to Lacey. Lacey, thanks for holding. What an amazing guest we just had on. Thank you for being with us.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for talking to me. I love you. I have been a big fan since 2008, and I actually share a birthday with you, so we're birthday buddy.
Oh, wow. February 11th, huh?
Yep, February 11th. Yeah, and I'm friends with Tim Inlow on Facebook, so I always say prayers for you.
Tim's a great guy, isn't he?
He is. He is. And so I'm always praying for you guys for a hedge of protection. I know you're up against a lot of evil there. And I love your products, and I've been taking the X2, and it really helps me with my brain fog, and it helps with there's a lot of smoke out here in Washington from the wildfires. And so lately it's been really helping me with the clarity factor, because I am just up against, there's no oxygen here. So that's helpful. And it helped me to get off of antidepressants as well. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. So I called in today because one of my friends had started a nonprofit called We Want the Name, and it is a cry for We Want the Names for the Epstein List, and they're demanding justice.
Oh, that's so important. The FBI continues to suppress the names of the thousands of girls raped by the CIA Mossad operation.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. And, you know, in 2020, so I work in naturopathic medicine, and in 2020, I lost my job because, you won't believe this, but the physicians I worked for wanted me to get the injection, which is crazy. And you'd think in naturopathic medicine that would never happen, but it did. So we ended up, me and this girl went down this rabbit hole because she had found this video on Facebook, and it was a horrible child rape video, and so we traced it back to see where it came from. And come to find out, there was this group, and it had like 100,000, I'm not kidding you, 100,000 people in it, like from all over the world, sharing these horrible videos. I mean, they were very graphic, very
graphic.
Oh,
that's the left. They're definitely a cult doing that. This isn't a cult.
Oh, it was horrible. It was horrible. And we turned them into CyberTip. We turned them into FBI. We did everything. And every time we would get one of these groups shut down, another one would pop up. And there was this guy who said he worked for Facebook. And we had started a group called Exposing Facebook Predator Ring. And there was this guy who said he worked for Facebook and came and was, like, quote-unquote, trying to help us. But long story short, everybody started getting hacked into and weird stuff started happening. And it all ended up getting shut down because we got really sketched out, and we're out here by Seattle, and Chaz happened, and I don't know if you guys know this, but Chaz was actually like a human trafficking operation, and like, it was horrible. And so we just shut everything down, and we kind of went our separate ways, but she went on TikTok and started this We Want the Names, because she didn't want Epstein List to get memory hold. And Joel Bauman actually reached out to her and is going to be speaking this week, this weekend there. And so they're going to be...
Well, that's amazing. Say the name of the group again, because we should keep exposing Jeffrey Epstein. People are really awake to it. That's a great thing to expose and save the children. How do people find that again?
It's wewantthenames.com.
Wewantthenames.com. Well, I should get you guys on as a guest. Thank you, Lacey. All right, let's take another phone caller here. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve in New Jersey. Steve, go ahead.
Alex, how are you?
Good, brother. Thanks for holding.
Yeah. Been listening to you for 18 years. What happened on 9/11 is kind of what started, you know, my journey, my search. My background is I'm a technical video director. And I directed a traveling game show that traveled the country. And after I did that, I worked at a shipyard in Newport News. And I was a submarine mechanic and a welder. And I used to listen to that show every day. Hello?
I'm here, brother.
Okay. Anyway, my question was, I know you say this is so, I just want you to know I've been listening for a long time, and I finally have a question. And the question is, you know, I know you mentioned Chi-Coms and globalists a lot, but in all seriousness, why isn't the Zionist Talmudic Jew aspect talked about? And occultism and the occultism in Hollywood and all this stuff. Like, there was a video that I saw personally of a child getting her organs harvested.
Well, here's the deal. I don't get into attacking different religions, but you just heard me talk about the Mossad and Jeffrey Epstein 2 minutes ago. So all these big intelligence agencies are corrupt. And there's a lot of evil going on, brother, and I totally agree with you, and I appreciate your call. But, I mean, I just talked about the Mossad 2.5 minutes ago before you came on. Let's talk to Albert in Texas. Albert, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, I just want to say it's amazing how we can't go anywhere nowadays without some camera looking down on what we're doing. And even what's happened to you recently with some employee that might have some beef with you. And I just want to say that it is just beyond not cool to try to publicly shame somebody about a possible substance abuse problem. And it's just horrible. And if you really do need help, I really want to encourage you to go out there and get it, because drinking during the day is not a great thing. I want you to know that those people, even those people who disagree with you like me, we would be fully in support of you getting help.
All right, Albert, I appreciate your call. With all your Southern Poverty Law Center BS, all the made-up stuff, just say, they're asking for $7 million in the fake Sandy Hook thing. Knock yourselves out. Make up whatever you want. I love it. I expect to be attacked. I expect to be destroyed. It's like when James Bond's tied down with a laser about to kill him, and he says to Goldfinger, do you expect me to talk? No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die. Well, it's like when Darth Vader walks in to Governor Tarkin or whatever his name is, and he says, Obi-Wan is here. And he goes, if this is true, he shouldn't be allowed to escape. And Darth Vader says, escape is not his plan. I must face him alone. So, voila, I don't care what you do. I don't care what happens. I'm a pedal to the metal, unlike you guys. I'm not a pedophile. I'm not a Satan worshiper. You're going to fail. And those of you that resonate against us are on the side of evil, so you choose your side. You are the pedophile army. All right, Jane in California. Jane, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, good afternoon, my brother. I'm welcome. So happy to talk to you today. Thank you. We've talked before, and I've been an InfoWarrior for 20 years.
We love you.
Right there on the front line with you. I talked to Rob Dew about four or five years ago when we had this vaccine madness in California, taking away the exemptions to have a show called InfoMoms, who were fighting this war. And I was too scared. I was too scared to move forward. But what is, where we're at right now, Alex, this is the hill I'm willing to die on. I'm on the front lines. We have an emergency alert. I'm in the Kangaroo Court headquarters of Silicon Valley. But we have moms all over the country who are losing their kids through the family court to pedophiles. And it's terrifying. And
oh, they've announced federally they're going to take kids if parents don't agree to have their breasts or testicles cut off. I mean, a cult coming to cut your daughter's breast off and your son's testicles off, this is a sick, evil cult.
It's a sick, evil cult, and it's now infiltrated the family court. And so many parents are walking around in a daze not knowing what's happening to them. And if I wouldn't have listened to you, to Mike Adams, to Mark Passio, to David Icke for the last 20 years, I wouldn't have been able to connect the dots. And so,
is there a website you want to give out real quick?
Yeah, it's me2moms.org. I'm scared we're going to get taken down. The website.
Okay, say it again.
Email.
What?
Me2moms.org.
Me2moms.org. We're out of time. Yeah. I want Mark Passio on the show. Everybody's been asking for him. I want him on next week.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.